We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
Up at Northwood University. And
we're going to go over to South Haven, Delaney, Eastern Michigan University.
You'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
And it is, and we are here in our comfortable studios. Happy to be on the line right now with Katie Hubbard, health and wellness specialist with Sparrow Healthcare Systems here in Lansing, Michigan. Actually, all over the middle of Michigan. And we're going to talk a little bit about what is a very important message to some of us seniors. And you notice I said us, as in me involved?
Yes, yep, absolutely. You know, each year we offer a senior health series, and last year we focused our six-part series on memory care and aging. We got a really good response from the community, so we decided to continue and expand on it by offering more sessions along the same theme again this year.
Katie, this is really becoming more and more pertinent, I think, as we start living longer and longer, and the challenge comes in to stay vibrant longer and longer.
That independence, that quality of life is just such a top priority for seniors. It's a top priority for caregivers, for loved ones. Memory loss is common, and as we get older, it's just a natural tendency to kind of withdraw and maybe stop going out as much, stop being involved in doing things that you really used to enjoy. So we really want to target these sessions on helping get people plugged in to some resources that are available in their community and giving them some tips and tricks for staying active and, you know, maintaining and enjoying those best years.
You know, Katie, it's kind of interesting because I've always been a disciple of the Greeks who said sound body, sound mind. And I think you have to equate it to, you know, as you age, you lose some muscle strength and you lose some reflex time and all those things. That's part of the aging process, but it doesn't mean you drop off the edge of a cliff. And that's what's so important about these seminars that you're going to be offering up.
Yeah, we have a really great lineup. We have a six-part series on memory care and aging, both topics that really go hand in hand there. So we're so excited to be able to offer this program. The presenters will talk about everything from memory supplements and medications to lifestyle strategies, you know, diet, exercise, things that you can do to age gracefully. You know, elder law, powers of attorney for healthcare and financial matters, some of those things that you don't really want to think about, but that when you do think about them, you can really, you know, put your mind at ease and really plan so that you can enjoy your best life.
Well, you know, you have to have a plan, and if you don't have a plan, the plan gets set for you, and it's never tasteful, and so
yeah.
Best to be yeah. prepared. Let's talk a little bit about these. Let's start with, you know, the event Lunch with the Doctor.
So our Lunch with the Doctor is our kickoff for this series. Our speaker is Dr. Michael Schaefer with PAR Rehab. He's a phenomenal clinical psychologist. He's going to be sharing with us about signs of dementia, what to look for in your loved ones, how to help them. Participants can register for the Lunch with the Doctor program. It's $10 for lifetime members. Lifetime is our free healthy living program for adults 55 or older, and it's $15 for non-members, which is payable at the door, cash or check. That's Wednesday, August 16th from 11 to 12:30.
Excellent stuff. And then, of course, move on a little deeper into it, the Alzheimer's Research and Public Policy.
Yes, we have Dr. Paulson, who's the director of the Michigan Alzheimer's Disease Center, with Lindsay Brischke with the Alzheimer's Association. So this will be a two-presenter talk focusing on both Alzheimer's research, kind of what's being done, what's out there, what's coming down the pipeline, as well as the public policy side. So we're very excited to be able to welcome both of these dynamic speakers. And that would be Thursday, August 24th. At 2 p.m. at Eagle Eye Conference Center in Bath.
Unbelievable. I mean, it really is. And then you've got Thursday, August 31st, Lifestyle Strategies for Aging Gracefully.
Yeah, so the series will continue every Thursday at 2 o'clock at Eagle Eye in Bath. The rest of the series, all of the sessions are free of charge, with the exception of the luncheon. Susan Sugden, who's a nurse practitioner with Sparrow Medical Group Senior Health, will be headlining that session. She came back from doing a previous series for her, just overwhelming response. We loved her and asked if she would be willing to come back on this important topic. And then we continue on powers of attorney for healthcare and financial matters with David Schultz, who's an attorney with Chaligan Trippett Law Offices here in East Lansing. That will be Thursday, September 7th at 2 o'clock. And then it just keeps on going. Memory supplements and medications with Dr. Joy Wahawasan, who's with Sparrow PHP. She's a pharmacist and just a wonderful presenter. She's going to share with us kind of, you know, what to look for, how to talk to your doctor about these things. Do you need a memory supplement or medication? Answer some of those questions that might be coming up for seniors, might be coming up, creeping up in the kids' minds. Anyone who's a caregiver might be able to really take away something from that presentation as well. And then we're going to wrap it all up with a discussion panel. Resources for Alzheimer's and senior care. We have four really just wonderful presenters that will kind of answer your questions. So we really will be targeting these questions to each person from the audience. So we'll be gathering questions at some of the earlier sessions and then presenting them to our presenters. Barbara Manio, Amy Parkinson, Kathleen Leslie, and Diane Parsons, who are from a variety of local organizations, Tri-County Office on Aging, Sparrow Home Care, and Burcham Hill. So some of our community partners have really contributed there by allowing their professionals to be able to participate in this resource.
Well, some real opportunity there. And, of course, that is on Thursday, September 21st, 2 to 3. And get a hold of Katie Hubbard, Health and Wellness Specialist with Sparrow Healthcare Systems in Lansing, to see how you get involved in this. This is really important stuff. I'm Chris Holman. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. We'll be right back with more.